Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the Watchers Podcast.
Yes, sir.
This guy right here, of course, is named Tyler.
Bang. Always. Always. Always to my right is Tyler, and always to his left is Clay, bang, which is me. Yo. And as Tyler just said, we are the Watchers. This is an all things Marvel podcast. We're talking the movies, we're talking the shows, we're talking specials. We're going to have our comments, questions, and concerns, maybe even answer a couple of your guys' questions while we're at it. Maybe. Possibly.
We'll see.
We'll see about it.
We'll see.
Tell me, Gonzo.
Door just closed.
Yeah, I think it was mine. My window's open.
Oh, okay. Got you.
What are we covering today?
Once again, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we circling that block?
We are circling the block on Agatha All Along.
Yeah.
Episode 3.
4. It's 4.
4. Sorry, guys. so sorry about that.
That's okay.
Episode 4.
Yeah.
I just want to say this.
Yeah.
First.
Okay.
Going into the show, low expectations.
Yep.
My expectations.
Yeah.
It's been a fairly good show.
I agree.
I'll give it it's better than Echo.
I'd have
definitely
to agree
better than Secret Invasion.
Yo, yeah.
But yeah, I'm enjoying it so far.
I am as well.
The plot, the characters.
What mischievousness going on?
Curious to where the story's going.
Yeah,
it's got me on a little hook.
Yep.
I'm excited for episode 5. And
yeah. Which, I mean, how long has it been since the Marvel projects had you on a hook like that for like a show at least?
Loki.
Yeah, I guess that's fair, and that wasn't that long ago.
Loki was.
I mean, Loki was kind of the only one for me.
Now we're on.
I
to
do
the
have
present.
a little thing.
It's a little fun fact. A little fun stat.
It's a stat.
Okay.
And it's not a. It's. There's no real numbers here.
Okay.
But I told you guys that I'd be scouring the interwebs to try to find a budget for this.
Mm-hmm.
And as of right now, I have yet to see any specific numbers, but a lot of people are saying that this is currently the cheapest Marvel project they've ever produced. And to give you guys like an idea, the Echo is 40 mil. You could call it 39 or lower. Maybe even call it 40 or lower.
Yeah, I could definitely see it being in like the 30s.
Shocking to me.
Which is really shocking. But also, then again, there's not really too much CGI going on.
I mean, I agree. I mean, but what about for Echo? There wasn't either. And there's also a way bigger cast in this.
I mean, Aubrey Plaza was probably a bigger...
That's a big pull. And so is...
I forgot her name. But I don't really...
Catherine.
Catherine, yeah. I mean, somewhat, yeah. I mean, they're getting back overall.
Yeah, of course.
But they're not like top notch.
I would say Aubrey Plaza.
Aubrey Plaza, that's what I was kind of.
Yeah, she's definitely, yeah, for sure. But, I mean, just wanted to let the people know.
Yeah.
And also, we are recording this. Today is the 4th of October. Festivities, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, we've got the witch in the background because we're covering a witch show. You know what I'm saying? We got the skulls, the poison, the Eye of Newt. We saw that in episode 3.
Some butterflies.
That's definitely a stars and a
mushroom. A moth. That's a moth.
Where? Oh. I forgot what those are called. But yeah, some eyeballs. Anyway, I just wanted to, you know.
Hope you guys like the little set.
This because you're going to be seeing it for a while.
This is all Clay. Kudos to him. Looks great.
I freaking love Halloween.
Eyeballs. Yeah. Man, good job.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, are we ready for act number uno? Tyler, are you ready?
Locked and loaded.
All right. Are the people ready? Oh, I love to hear it. Gonzo, let it slam.
Bang!
Act number one. The episode opens with the team digging a grave for Sharon while the rest of the witches ask what they will do since they aren't a full coven. Alice tells the group that they shouldn't proceed without a green witch, so Agatha convinces the group to summon one. The spell is finished, and behind them, Rio crawls out of the dirt mound, surprising the group. Agatha is upset to see her again, so she storms off, and the teen follows. Kind of nice to see them still be a duo.
Yeah.
The rest of the group catches up to Agatha, and they see a house in the forest.
Mm.
Very similar to episode 3 here.
Yeah.
Alice does not want to go to the next trial and walks off, but the house once again appears in front of her. kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
So I may say. Yeah. The teen sees the waxing moon phase, a.k.a. the fire phase, on the door as they enter. Episode three, it was the water phase.
That door was fire.
Oh, it's beautiful. No pun intended. That was a beautiful door, though.
Money.
I'll tell you after. The group wanders around the home while Agatha and Rio hang back. But Agatha just looks at Rio and says, no, and walks off.
No.
Alice sees a poster of her mother inside the house. Lilia realizes Alice's mother was trying to open the Witch's Road with her song, and Alice agrees, saying that her fans were her coven. It's a really cool cool idea. Lilia says that if she is wispy or kooky, then Alice says, and then to Alice, please don't, which confuses Alice, and Lilia snaps out of it. So once again, kind of having this like weird like takeover possession type thing. One of those, you see?
One of these. Money.
but that's act one.
Nice. Great job.
Swatted that right in there, baby.
Yeah. Damn, that was solid right
Thank
there.
You.
I wanted to touch on something that you and I didn't discuss before the pod.
That's crazy.
And we talked about it in episode three.
Mm-hmm.
About the ending of episode three.
Yep.
And we were questioning if Agatha...
Yeah, if her memory was wiped or not.
Wasn't really touched that much.
No.
But I somewhat, in a way, kind of predicted, like, she just wanted to move on.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
It seemed like, but they didn't really, like, expand on that.
Correct.
Which was a little annoying.
I think it was just, like a quirky, like just Agatha being Agatha.
That's,
like,
yeah. That's,
yeah, like, just kind of like how we said in episode three.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Who's Sharon? Like, she doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Let's keep the ball rolling.
Keep the ball
the
rolling.
The journey doesn't stop. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. After that, we finally get to see Rio again.
Yep.
In episode
4. I did call that one, brother.
You did.
Brother.
What's up, brother? And she gets summoned. And I wanted to talk about this.
Yeah.
Especially with you.
Oh, with me? Yes. Little old me?
Do you think Rio was actually summoned, or do you still believe she was there all along?
So this is, I have a really weird answer for you.
Okay.
And it involves a point that I'm going to have later on in this episode.
For sure.
But I don't think that she was summoned, but I have a point about Rio, and I think the reason why she was there was because there was a dead body there.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That actually makes... so much sense. I didn't even connect that dot.
Oh, thank you. Stop it. Now you're just being too kind.
You might actually hit that.
Did I cook right there?
Yeah, you cooked right there.
God, this pot. yeah. So, and because I'll circle that
we'll
block.
Expand on it. Yeah, I definitely want to expand on that too when you bring up that point.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Dang. I mean, I was gonna say, I think she's been there all along, but now after hearing that point. I kind of want to side with you on
Thank
that.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't a bad side over
That's
here.
That's a really good point. Wow, I'm really
impressed. Grass
is
pretty green on my side. What can I say?
My next one was when Lilia, okay, changed in front of Alice and said, Alice, please don't.
Yeah.
It seemed like, in a way, just from her facial expressions, the way she expressed it, it seemed like her mother was warning her not to go down the road just from her saying, Alice, please don't. Like, she looked worried, like a worried mother.
Yeah.
So
you think Alice's mother, like, possessed Lilia and was, like, taking control
trying to give her... I think maybe that's a little, you know, shot in the dark.
Yeah.
But also could be Alice in the future saying that to this present Alice.
Okay.
It could be one of the people from the coven. It could be one of the people. It could be the teen.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just like, because Lily has been like possessed, whatever we're going to call it, twice now.
Yes.
Once with Agatha and now once with Alice.
Yep.
I just feel like that's something that we're going to see later on in the season. Like it's almost like a callback before the original joke happens.
Sure.
And we're going to be able to like connect the dots and be like, oh, like that's why they said it here is because it's, you know, maybe for Alice, it has something to do with her mother or, something like that. I don't necessarily think it's Lilia being possessed. I just think it's like her looking into the future, and it's like a like word vomit. Like, it just comes out without trying.
I just connected that dot because when Alice goes to the like the portrait or picture of her mother, then Lilia comes by. So I was maybe that picture had a little bit of spirit energy, possessed her, said that.
I could see that. Know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, and with it being, obviously, I mean, it's a weird house. Exactly. All the houses are going to be weird in these trials.
House was pretty fire.
House was fire.
And their, their fits were crazy.
Alice's fit.
Well, yes, yeah.
I mean, there was a couple. I mean, none of them were bad, but Alice's, to me, really was one that jumped out. Was
just not there.
That's, I mean, his fit was crazy. I mean, it's like crazy. It's like a 70s vibe. It's kind of what you get.
It was giving me like Beatles vibes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's all my points for Act 1.
Okay.
Nice, short, and simple.
Well, I'm going to do the same thing.
All right.
So when they're summoning Rio, summoning the Green Witch, they're placing items onto this like dirt, like it's like a body that's a, you know, made out of dirt, and it's surrounded by candles. And they keep like asking for things. I want her to be nice to look at. I hope she has Advil.
Yeah.
Weird things to be asking. And do you think that they have to place things onto like the area because they're asking for things? Or do you think that those items have to be placed for the spell to work?
I think that's...
Those have to be placed for the spell to work?
Placed, yeah.
So do you think that those are like specific items, or can they just use whatever items? Does that make sense?
I think they can just use... like,
and kind of put like a blessing on it or something.
I think it's an item that they possess, so they have that power. What's the word I'm looking for? Their aura.
Okay.
Around it.
Okay.
And then
see, like right there would have been a good place for like Agatha to use the jade egg from episode one. You know what I mean?
That would have been
cool, and it kind of had a significant purpose.
Yeah,
but we didn't see it, so
you never know. It still could come.
I'm hoping it does.
Now I'm thinking of it. It actually definitely could come into play, and I definitely shot it down.
No, you did, but that's okay.
Yeah,
because I mean, it is Agatha. She could have just literally just been stealing it.
It's a jade egg.
Yeah, just screw you, Jen.
Yeah, but that would have got perfect.
Powers. We could do square up.
It's green.
It's green. Green Witch.
Green Witch.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Next one I have that we've kind of already touched on, but this house way cooler than the beach house. Way cooler. Way more vibey. Big fan.
The kitchen was still... The first house was still unbelievable.
Oh! I'm looking around my house, and I'll take either one.
Bury me in that kitchen.
Rod. And my last one, before we jump into Act 2, also short, sweet, to the point, know what I'm saying. Alice's new costume is fire. We've already also touched on this, but her glasses are just super dope. She, by far, was like... Out. Yeah, she took the cake for this one.
Yeah.
Rio and Agatha, I thought they were also the other two, like, really stunning people. But Alice really...
Jen.
The rest, yeah, I mean, this just wasn't their vibe.
Just didn't fit their vibe.
But Alice was dope. Those sunglasses were fire.
Those are fire.
Those are fire.
Yeah, those were sick.
But that's what I have.
All right.
So let's jump into Act 2.
To Act 2, ladies and gentlemen. Act 2. Rio finds Agatha again and says she wants to cause damage, but Agatha says she is too early. Agatha tricks Rio and presses the microphone button so everybody can hear what Rio is saying. Money, money,
money.
Rio says she gets to watch Agatha kill all the witches around her while she collects the bodies.
Give me the bodies. Come on.
A loud noise starts playing, and the teen thinks he found a clue. They realize the record is spinning backwards, and Lila, said it wrong, doesn't matter, says they have been cursed.
That's okay. Well, the curse isn't. Curse is now.
Yeah.
But you saying it wrong was okay.
Yeah. Lilia starts to smoke, so Alice draws a circle around her and casts a spell that stops the burning.
Yes.
Then it happens to Jen, and they are both left with burn marks on their shoulders.
Absolutely.
The song that was playing was Alice's mother's Lorna cover of the ballad.
Absolutely.
Agatha confronts Alice, saying she brought her family's curse to them. Which is just super unfair.
That's mad disrespectful.
If you're going on the road, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know? Alice then shows her burn scars. The teen is hit, sending him flying backwards to the glass, but he recovers. That was crazy. I kind of chuckled.
No, that's fair. It was a little corny.
It was so unexpected.
Yeah.
Agatha thinks they have to play Lorna's ballad on the instruments to lift the curse. We find out that Laura's ballot was a protection spell for Alice. Everybody finds an instrument, and they begin to play the ballot.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It's not written down, so I want to get it out now. But you were kind of right about the whole, like, each trial might, like, dip dive into, like, people's traumas.
Yeah.
Because this is obviously all about Alice.
All about Alice.
It's her family curse. We saw it in episode 2. We saw it in episode 3 about, mm-hmm. like, her being worried about it. So it's cool that it was brought up and obviously
now that you say that. Oh.
I don't know whose, like, real trauma it would have been for episode 3. It definitely could have been
Sharon. Is that why she died?
No. Well, she didn't die because she didn't put her hair in the antidote.
Yeah.
Because
she was knocked out. But it was kind of, yeah. That's what I was saying. So I think the first one.
I think it was just like a little bit of everybody's.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think when I said that, when I was talking about the trials, yeah. I think the road was trying to find all their traumas.
Oh, okay. And then do a deep dive after.
They would go deep dive after.
Yeah. Because this is all Alice.
This is all Alice.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Probably going to get.
I don't think we'll get Agatha's in a trial. I think Agatha's will be the show.
Does that make sense? I think the most important character is probably going to be Lila.
Lilia,
sorry.
Really? I'm thinking it might be Jen.
Okay.
With her backstory and that guy.
Yeah. Hey, Fly.
Motherfucker. So, my first real point. So, did Agatha have a plan to summon Rio later into their journey? Because she said that she was early.
Maybe, for sure.
I'm going to go with yes. But, once again, I have a point, so I got to circle that block.
Yeah, for sure.
And to kind of touch on that, is that Rio is either a necromancer or death. That was weird. She's either a necromancer or death because she's talking about the bodies. She wants to cause, you know, chaos and destruction. She's impatient. That's where I'm at right now with her.
Kind of like where, I mean, Blackheart.
Yep.
Think of it.
Yep.
Blackheart, death.
Yep. There's a lot of things pointing towards it.
Lady of Death.
Yep.
Thanos. But
I will be circling the block.
Thanos, get your girl.
Yeah. Well, also and Deadpool.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
But then Thanos was like, "Hey, now you can't die, so you'll never get to meet her."
Yeah,
which is that's so petty. But I'll circle that block in Act 3.
Yeah.
This obviously the trial, the song. The song had a good reason to be in the show,
mm-hmm.
so I can't be upset about it. This is in my Act 3 notes, but since I'm on the topic, sure. I do think that the original ballad is better than this one. Although the lyrics in this one, in my opinion, are better.
Yeah.
Like, it's up on YouTube now of, like, the lyrics breakdown.
Okay.
And the lyrics in this one I enjoy more, but just musically, I think the first one flowed better.
That also, I'll touch on it as well. That also frustrated me, because this lyrics are basically, like, kind of saying the plan in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, how do you not even catch on to that?
Yep.
For Alice's sake.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's why I was a little irritated about the song, and then I also like didn't like how they knew all the lyrics.
Yeah.
And then also knew how to play all the instruments.
The lyrics I can understand.
Yeah.
Because it's a famous song. Alice's mother was a huge musician. She went on massive tours. She played at Red Rocks. I mean, come on. That was a big deal. So the lyrics I understand. The instruments is crazy.
Yeah.
I used to play drums as a kid. I guarantee if you sat me down in front of a drum kit with a sheet of music, I could probably wing it and do like an 80% good job.
Yeah.
But like to have, what, 5 people? Because Rio wasn't involved. So to have the 5 all know good enough of an instrument to play and sing is crazy.
And, like, stay on tune.
Yeah, melody. Well, that's what the metronome's for.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. Okay.
A little tick, tack, yeah. Tick, tack.
Money.
Anyway, that's what I have for you.
All right.
Short, sweet, to the point.
Actually, back to the song. Lorna's ballad, Alice's mother.
Yes.
I thought it was pretty dope that for it being played all around the world,
mm-hmm.
it acts as a protection spell. Mm-hmm.
As long as it's being played Alice, somewhere,
which it's I think is spell. A super creative way of protecting her own child.
Absolutely.
It's a good mother right there.
Absolutely.
And then, I mean, I already touched on the song. Thought it was all right.
Yeah.
I like the first one better.
Yep.
But it wasn't bad.
No.
I didn't, like, cringe at it.
No.
I enjoyed it. It has a purpose.
Yep.
Kind of like what you said. And that's pretty much it for my
attitude. That's where they're going to lose me, is when the song no longer has a purpose and they're just walking down the road and they're like, yo, and my name is Agatha. Where do I go? Oh, yeah, that would also suck.
You know?
Yeah.
Like they're all lost and they're like singing, trying to find each other. That's where you'll...
Looking through the trees.
Yeah, something like that. You know?
Yeah.
That's...
So let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you have?
That's all I got for us.
Short, sweet, baby. We're ripping through it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a deathly three-point combo. All right, on to act three then.
Yes.
The teen notices a large piece of glass sticking out of his stomach, but he presses on. Alice is able to see the curse finally, and after it lands on her shoulders, burning her some more, it is finally destroyed. Mm-hmm. The piano opens, revealing the exit. The teen collapses. The group brings the teen outside to the road, and Agatha is very worried about him. Like a worried mother, even, maybe, possibly. Agatha looks at Rio and says, don't, like Bryson Tiller did that one time in, like, 2014. Jen uses a potion-making ability and creates a healing potion, which heals his wound in seconds. As the teen rests, Agatha stays with him. The rest of the witches are around a campfire, and they all gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Love that vibe. Reminds me of episode 3. Jen says she was bound when she was invited to a place in Boston, but it was a trap, and she still doesn't know how the man did it. The teen wakes up, and Agatha plays it off, saying sarcastically, great, you're awake. That's how I feel about when you wake up earlier than usual. I'm like, ugh, now I gotta share the house. the teen asks about the sigil, but Agatha tells him that she doesn't know if she put it on him, since the sigil works on the witch who casted it as well. So, and that sigils have to be destroyed. They can't just be lifted.
Yeah.
The teen asks about her child, which strikes a nerve with Agatha, so she walks off. Understandably.
Mm-hmm.
Agatha goes to the campfire and joins a conversation about battle wounds and scars. And she even shows off one of her own battle wounds. Rio starts her story about her scar, but Agatha walks away. Rio follows, but Lilia grabs her hand and tells her she hasn't forgotten about what she said in the sound booth. Ooh, keeping her in check, baby.
Yeah.
Rio catches up with Agatha and they hug. Agatha even goes in for a kiss, but Rio stops her and tells her that the teen isn't her child. After a moment, Agatha smiles, walks off.
And that's the end of the episode.
That's the whole thing.
And that's the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the end of the Watchers as well.
Yeah.
No more videos.
Good.
It's been a piece.
While you're going through that, I wanted to touch on something that I didn't throw in my notes.
We're good at this, this episode.
Yeah. The teen asks about the sigil.
Yes.
That's a kind of an important thing I think we should talk about here.
I agree.
Because Agatha even said that she could have done it, but she doesn't remember.
Yes.
So maybe that's her...
On the wall.
Oh.
It's Jerry.
That's Jerry.
He's just going out for
his... You guys haven't, creeped out by spiders? Honestly, I think they're pretty...
He's going for his nightly stroll.
Pretty dope. I let him hang out. The sigil's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was kind of a hint that she might have done it. And then also, it has to be destroyed.
Sorry, he just dropped, a foot and a half. Oh.
You got it, Ruff.
You guys remember when you're...
Yeah.
You guys scared of spiders?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want it on my shoulder.
Okay. I got your back, bro.
Okay.
I got your back. Square up then.
Then what was another...
Well, and...
It has to be destroyed.
It has to be destroyed, cannot be lifted. The purpose is for when it's no longer used.
I think the question that he asked right after... was what actually happened to your son.
Yeah.
Will destroy that sigil. Early prediction.
So, her answering that question. So, us figuring out what actually happened to her child is what will lift that sigil. Interesting. Okay. I don't know. I don't hate that theory at all. I can't think of a better one.
There's a reason why that dialogue's together.
I agree with that.
So that's why I think...
But, it also could just be because, he knows that Agatha cares about her now. Because she's waiting by him, resting. And, like, it feels like it's, like, a Zelda moment where, like, he can kind of maybe get her to open up. Because now he knows that she cares about him. And what Jen told him in episode 3, like, you know, she gave away her kid or whatever. So maybe he's just trying to be, like, trying to clear the air. Which, I mean, if that's what he was trying to do, he could have, like, done it better. But I guess he would have sold Jen out.
Yeah.
But he could have been like, yo, Jen was saying some crazy shit. Like, is this true?
Yeah.
He's like, you wouldn't do that, right? But instead, he just, like, was, what's going on with your kid?
Well, it's just, it's because it's, like, on the first episode. Was it the first episode? When they go to the house, the ocean house.
That's the third episode.
Third episode, sorry. She sees the vision of the
baby stroller,
the Darkhold.
Yeah,
and he asks, "What'd you see?"
Yeah,
so he's interested.
Absolutely.
So I think that's gonna definitely play a purpose.
I agree.
I don't know if it's still the theory of Billy Maximoff or her son.
I mean, I'm obviously I'm like all over like Marvel Reddit and TikTok and everything, and it's from what I've been reading, it's not Billy Maximoff. It's like Billy, it starts with a W. I can't say it.
Billy Wanda?
That would be crazy. Anyway.
The sigil.
There's definitely, I'm ready for more information already.
Yeah, I'm fiending for it.
Fiend. They're definitely like just toying with us, it feels like, with it. Which is nice because I'm still interested in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, man. There's
we're not going to get an answer for a couple more episodes.
I agree. It'll be like 7, 8. But I don't know. If I'm being honest with you.
Okay.
I'm still 100% on your theory from the beginning. This is Wanda's kid.
I think it is as well.
It's Wanda's kid. She put the sigil on it. And the sigil is probably like, you can't talk to other witches. Because I know how witches are. Yeah. Witches be bitches. So
especially if it's Agatha.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because
if she would have found out right away, that kid, teen would have been dead right away.
Just
Little revenge.
Decimated. You know? Yeah.
But moving on.
Yeah.
So there's a trend going on after each trial that somebody either gets killed or hurt after
each trial.
I wonder what that's about. I wonder if that's going to expand in the next trial, next episode.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
What it could the purpose is.
Yeah.
But there's something there. I feel like.
I think with Sharon's death, I think that was just them being clumsy and like only looking out for themselves, it felt like. They didn't care about Sharon because Sharon wasn't in the group talking, making the potion. They forgot about her. It feels like with the teen, he was trying to be like, yo, we're a unit, we're a group, we're going to think collectively. And this huge chunk of like glass in my stomach is an issue, but if I stop playing right now, then we're all screwed.
Yeah.
So I have to keep playing. And he just kind of did everything he could, which ended up making him nearly die.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think like their team cohesion, I think collectively is just going to get better where in the future people won't be dying.
But they'll be dodging those accidents.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like be more open. Like when the kids set up, first of all, how does no one notice that massive shard in his stomach when they like get him out of the sound booth?
Yeah.
Or him not like him like get up and he's like, oh God, my stomach hurts. And he's like, oh,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
I was just thinking because of what Agatha said when she went to the road the first time that she only came out. There was only one left. We don't even know if she could be bluffing.
Yeah, I think that's a straight cap.
Yeah, but that's also information that I could.
Yeah, like they each one dies and it's just like the strongest is left or something.
Yeah,
I could definitely see that.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to know that Agatha actually has feelings for the teen, like you said. It's nice to know that she actually has feelings.
Just as a human being?
She's just usually a cold character.
Yep.
Just seeing it from Sharon.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Not caring about anybody else but herself.
Screwing the entire coven and not bringing the actual Green Witch.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly. And then I think the most important thing, in my opinion, in this episode.
Yep.
Was the discussion with Rio and Agatha.
At the end?
At the end. Rio says, the boy isn't yours.
Yep.
What does she mean by that? Is Agatha planning on sacrificing the teen or Rio?
Mm-hmm.
And is that what she did with her son when she went on the road? I know it's worth calling
it. It's all hypothetical.
Is this what she did with her son to get onto the road the first time to get the Darkhold.
Because
there's a Darkhold Mm-hmm. And that carry the
baby carrier.
Baby carrier in the episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm speculating here. Spewing.
I think Rio is trying to read Agatha, and I think with the way Agatha how distraught she was with the team being injured, we kind of almost showed like a motherly love. And I think Rio is looking out for Agatha, being like, hey, like, don't get your hopes up. That's not your kid. Like, chill out a little bit kind of thing.
I see.
Like, I think Agatha wants it to be her kid because she knows that she made a mistake when she, like, got the Darkhold instead of her child.
So she's basically saying, like, you don't need that responsibility?
No, I think she's just saying, like, what you're hoping for isn't real. That boy is not yours.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying, like, taking the responsibility of caring for that kid, the teen.
I mean, yeah, yes, but, like, not in the aspect, like, I think she's, like, looking out for it because she's, like, I have my baby back. Like, okay. Oh, my God, like, I'm so happy that we're together, even though I don't know his name. Like, this has to be my son. Why else would he be here?
Mm-hmm.
And then Rio's like, no, that's just a random guy.
Yeah.
So, don't treat him with special treatment or, like, you know, if you're trying to go with your gut on something because you think that's your son, don't, because that's not your son.
Yeah.
That's the way I'm looking at it.
I'm just seeing it as like,
and with the whole, like, we in the sound booth, you know, obviously Agatha and Rio definitely have a history. They've had an adventure together, and, you know, Agatha was like, you know, what if we do a truce and we do one more big adventure together?
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely something there. So maybe Rio is kind of looking out for her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we're kind of besties.
That's fair.
You know, we blast T-Swift.
I was just, I'm thinking as like, man, I just had it.
I'm sorry.
No, you're totally fine. When I stated before that the sigil has to be destroyed.
Yep.
And then that question, he says, "Why? What happened to your son?"
Yep.
I think when that happens, the sigil mm-hmm. would be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And that truth of what she did to her son, mm-hmm. if my speculation is right, that mm-hmm. she sacrificed her son for the Darkhold in the road.
Yeah.
Then that sigil will be destroyed.
That's actually crazy.
And then the team will find out that he might be getting sacrificed. There'll be some drama there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be an interesting plot.
Yeah.
And then probably something along the road. She's caring for the kids, so they're showing emotion. So there's going to be a drastic change, like what she wants
yeah.
at the end of the road.
Yeah.
Besides power.
Dude. Yeah, no, I agree with that. That blows my mind. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
So now, like, my theory of her not being on the road could be very inaccurate because that would be the place for her to sacrifice, because at the end of the road is what you desire the most. She obviously desired the Darkhold, so she went to the road with her kid. I don't necessarily know if you had to sacrifice her kid to get it. You could have just finished the road, but maybe it was, like, just, like, cannon fodder. Like, oh, unlucky.
Maybe, yeah.
Like, not kicked yes. them off a ledge.
Exactly. Like, you only have one left standing. Kind of like a...
Like a BR.
In a way, Thanos and Gamora on Volmir.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I don't hate that at all.
Yeah. But, I mean, your theory is right. I mean, not right, but, like,
yeah, it's yeah.
definitely logical.
Yeah.
So I'm interested.
They're both very good theories, and I'm really excited to see how this pans out because, I mean, yours has way more in-depth into it on, like, where the sigil will go and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Great points out of you today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Love that.
A lot of depth, you know?
Very deep.
Yeah, yeah.
is that what you have today?
That is... Yep, that's all I have.
Okay.
Just have my prediction. Yeah. I want to read it after, the whole show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And then we'll recap it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Let's start one off with, like, a fun one. Lilia, mad saucy with the maracas. I don't know if you caught it. It's, like a half a second little thing. It's doing, like, a pan over as they're playing yeah. instruments. She's, like...
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
What's that... instrument called
the triangle, and then triangle. This other thing.
Yeah,
it's crazy you didn't know the name of that.
Yeah,
it's literally a triangle.
That's on me.
That's okay. The drums are called drums, not circles. So I get you.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
So I got you there, but yeah, and then she played like the little other ching thing that wasn't the triangle.
Yeah, chime. I don't know.
So I'm circling the block on my point from Act One that you brought up, and then Act Two that I brought up.
Okay,
Rio being death. After hearing she wants the witch's bodies, and Agatha looks at her when the teen is hurt and tells her, don't. Like, don't take him away. Don't take him to the underworld. Also, in the Marvel Wiki, it says that death usually presents itself as a woman. So a lot of things pointing towards Rio being death and not necessarily a necromancer.
Do you remember what you said in Act 1? Because I wanted to expand on it.
Oh, yeah. Her coming out of Sharon's grave. Because Sharon just died. So she's like going harvesting like the soul, harvesting the body. And then either like she kind of hears like, you know, Agatha. Because I do think that Agatha fully planned on having Rio come into the road later and doing like a summoning then.
Yeah.
But then Sharon died. So she was at Sharon's death because that's what death does. Goes to dead bodies. And then heard Agatha, heard them like going for another witch and was just like, oh, now's my time to shine. I'm pulling up. Oh,
Clay, you're cooking here, brother.
Thank you. So that's why I think Rio showed up early is because I don't think anybody expected Sharon to die so early. And I think they expected Agatha Sharon to die. Agatha planned
for Sharon to die.
Correct. I think she expected Sharon to die just later.
Because she knew that she can summon
Rio. Yep, and that's how you summon her is by getting a dead body. But and obviously she knows Sharon's going to die because she's not a witch at all.
Yeah.
Obviously she had a little more hope.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
I'm fully on board with that. I have no objections towards that at all.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. And I think that just furthers the theory of Rio being death. Mm-hmm. She came out of the grave. She's consistent like, oh, I want to cause chaos. I want to cause havoc. She's got Death's Blade.
Yeah.
She's also, you know, consistently worried, like Agatha's consistently worried about her taking the teen, which one wouldn't be an issue if Agatha didn't think that the teen was her child or that she just didn't care about him. But also, why does she need the bodies? Why does she need to claim people that are dying other than if you're death and that's your job is to claim people that are dead?
That's how she gets her powers.
Exactly. That's how she goes stronger.
Witches. Yep. That's why she wants the witches dead.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Wow. Look at us connecting the dots here.
Yeah. Got a question for you.
Sure.
That's kind of like a plot hole in this. Kind of like a Deadpool 2 plot hole, in my opinion, so far. Can the teen write his name? He can't speak it.
I don't think so.
Well, if we were to write it, would it just like also like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Be a little blur action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first like two episodes, the teen's name was actually on the wiki, and now it's blurred.
Really?
It's super cool. And they said it's blurred until the end of the show. Dang, which is fire. I was like, that's dope. You guys should have done it from the beginning.
What if he can do, like, you know, like, spell out his name.
Oh. Like, yeah. There you go.
T-Y.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That'd be sick. His hand just gets demorphed. Demorphed. It just shatters his hand. And then my last point here before we wrap it up. I think Agatha is going to have to make a choice to either side with her coven or side with Rio. And whatever side is not chosen is going to end up fighting her.
Mm.
And I think she's kind of...
something we're also missing here, too. We're forgetting about...
The Seven. Yeah.
I'm excited to see where that...
Agreed.
...tags along.
I agree. I think right now, Agatha is like teeter-tottering between the line between her coven and Rio.
Yeah.
And I think she's going to end up siding with the coven. And I think the coven's going to come together and then fight Rio and the Seven.
To be honest, I can kind of see it, her siding with Rio.
Mm.
Then showing her good side, sides with the coven.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I'm saying. Teeter-tottering between the both.
Yeah, there's going to be a little...
Because like, so you have that conversation in the sound booth, but then ratted on her.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she's like kind of doing this banter, you know, oh, maybe put a truth. And you're going to be...
And they
adventure.
Love
you.
They...
She Definitely. Hugs, goes in for a kiss.
They had a relationship in the past.
Absolutely.
And I really want to know what Rio was talking about in the campfire scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I forgot exactly what she said, but...
She was with somebody, and the person made her do things that she didn't want to do, which involved hurting people.
Which is Agatha, clearly.
Correct. So Agatha told her to hurt people.
Yeah.
And Rio didn't want to hurt people, but she did anyway because she loved that person.
Yeah.
And then that person left her. So that's what I'm thinking it is. So Agatha was like, yo, kill that motherfucker. And she was like, I don't want to, but okay. And then kills that motherfucker. And then she's like, peace, I'm out.
Round two at the road.
Like, could be.
That
could be.
First thing that she's talking about.
Yeah.
About the road the first time.
Mm-hmm. Could be. Like her killing her son. It's a good call.
Yeah. We don't know.
I don't know.
But we'll see in episode 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen. But... Before we are over,
welcome back, folks. Marvelous.
God, I love that. First one being that it has been confirmed that Thunderbolt's asterisk is set a few short years after Falcon and Winter Soldier.
That's perfect. I think so. See a little age on the good old Bucky.
Absolutely, even though he's got longer hair again.
Yeah.
Obviously, and this is, you know, Cap's newest movie, or next viewing of Cap since Falcon Winter Soldier, so it makes sense for it not to be the backstory.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of, it feels like a lot of those shows were leading up for this, big with, I always forget her name.
Yelena?
No.
Who you talk?
The woman that, like, creates the Thunderbolts.
Oh.
The woman... I forgot her name. It's like Vanessa, but it's not Vanessa.
Oh, my. Oh. It's V.
It's V.
Well, it's V.
Is it just
she
V?
She goes by V, but it's Vaughn, Vaughn something. Dude. She goes by V.
You guys are going to see it on screen. So I was going to put it down there, but I guess I'll put it up there. All right. Well, now it's going to be everywhere. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
All right, but yeah, I don't know. I'm excited.
Yeah. Next one being is Giancarlo Esposito revealed that his character in the Brave New World will have powers. Captain America: Brave New World. If you guys
correct. Yes.
Aren't familiar with the title?
Yeah. Great. By the way, good job not stumbling because I definitely put a typo.
I saw in and
I'm like, oh. Oh damn.
I mean, first of all, great actor.
Ah. Oh. Great.
First of all, second of all,
I was going to say,
Thunderbolts in Captain America Brave New World.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited for those films.
I agree.
Really excited to see where that. I think those two movies are really going to grow the story in the multiverse saga.
I think it will, but I don't think
push the story further.
I don't think it's going to have anything to do with the multiverse.
Yeah.
Which is great. I'm okay with that.
I'm just saying it just because.
But yeah, no, it's definitely going to be pushing. I agree.
But I wonder what kind of powers he's going to have.
I don't know.
What kind of,
I'm glad that he has powers, because if he didn't, he would just be like a dude version of Black Widow.
We could definitely research it, too.
Oh, we will. We will. I'm sure I have.
Did the character's name in the trailer?
Oh, yes, and I don't know what it is, I'll be honest.
Marvel-icky?
Not in the trailer, I don't think we did, but it's been leaked.
Yeah, okay.
Like what his character name is. Next one being that John C. Reilly will reprise his role as Ramen Day. And the Nova series.
Love him.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Dressed up as him as Halloween.
Last year.
Last year. Right? Yep. Is it Dale?
I think so. Yeah. Dale and Ricky Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As Old Spice.
Yep. Yep.
I'm going to probably rock it again this year.
Love that.
Yeah. Actually, no, I'm not. I'm going to be gone. Never mind.
Where are you going? Oh, really? I thought you weren't going this year.
No, I think I am.
Oh, well, yeah. I'll fuck myself. Pretty excited. I even took the first off. Took that Friday off so we could get rowdy when you got home.
Oh.
That's fine. Whatever. I hope we get trick-or-treaters. I have 700 pieces of candy in this house right now for trick-or-treaters. I'm so excited.
You should not.
Oh, but they're hidden.
I know. You hid them.
Yeah.
You had to.
I know. I had it for myself, too. I'm excited. I mean, he was fantastic.
Yeah.
So...
rumor states that Marvel will be changing their target audience to 14 to 18 plus.
Like, that's their new window.
Yeah, to create more R-rated films.
Mm-hmm.
Love that very much.
Mm-hmm.
They're finding their target audience.
I believe their previous target audience was 12 to 16.
Yeah, see, that's where I crossed the line.
Yeah. I mean, you being 32, I can understand why that upset you.
Dude, why you gotta reveal my age like that?
Ah, sorry.
Man, that's rough.
I haven't put out your government, though, you know? That's
I have.
That's rough. You put out your old address.
Yeah, I have. But yeah, that's great news.
It is.
That's pretty dope. That's gonna be me.
Doomsday?
Doomsday. Rated R.
That's what I'm saying. Come on.
Dr. Doom is going to kill Loki in a vicious, ruthless way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, that is going to happen.
Like,
I know for
the way that
fucking fact.
Like the way Cassandra Nova killed Johnny Storm and Deadpool Wolverine.
Yeah.
I want that out of Doctor Doom. Just then it's just his body. It's just his muscle tissue and organs.
Think of it. Okay? To make a good villain, okay? Also has to be a great written down character, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Great story.
Of course.
What's the best thing to do? Kill the most beloved, one of the most beloved characters in the MCU, Loki.
I would agree with that.
Come on.
No, I agree. I want your doomsday theory to happen.
And then we're going to get another in Infinity War, angry Thor, knowing that he could have seen his brother again.
Oh, okay. Now my heart's going to get sad. Because, yes, I do agree.
Yeah.
I hope. I hope, man.
Come on.
We need this.
Bring me doom.
You just say it weird. This other way you said Thanos weird. Yeah. It's the only part that I hate about that movie. Thanos.
Yeah, Thanos.
Stop. Photos have been leaked of Nicolas Cage as Spider-Man Noir in Amazon's Spider-Man Noir. Mm. Or Spider-Noir, sorry.
Love Nicolas Cage.
I do as well. He's been cooking recently.
I saw on TikTok, like a, you know when you get like movies on TikTok, like the part one, part twos?
And, not that often, but sometimes.
But they're playing the Ghost Rider one.
Mm. First one or second one?
First one.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, some scenes though.
Oh, fantastic.
Tough watch. Tough watch.
Fantastic film. Do you just watch the whole movie on TikTok?
A good amount of it. That's why I saw it 30 minutes.
Ah, it's comedy. I love that film.
New rumor states that the new Spider-Man film will be titled Spider-Man King in Black. First of all, no more home stuff here.
Correct.
No, yeah. So that's good.
Yeah.
Keyword, black.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, this is a super loose rumor, but, and I mean, there's a lot of things to go against this theory, unfortunately. Yeah. But Disney has come out with crazier things before.
Yeah. I mean,
like Sony said that they can't use any villain that they've already used, and obviously, you know, Venom 3 is coming out. They've already used Venom. But that doesn't mean that Marvel's not like, yo, give me the Venom. Yeah. Because I'll make you guys $1 billion.
Yeah. I just, man. I really want the Spider-Man to be really good. I think it will be really good.
It will.
But I think it's going to be another event.
You think?
But I will say, this Spider-Man movie is in between Doomsday and Secret Wars. And I think this Spider-Man movie is going to be very crucial to the next Avengers film.
You think?
Yes.
See, I don't know if I agree with that because they're literally, as far as I'm aware, still in meetings trying to get Spider-Man into those films.
I think the plan is that, hopefully, if Sony...
Yeah, but I mean, Sony's got to play ball. And they could just be dicks. You know what I mean?
Why?
Why?
Why? They're dicks.
Why?
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 Wow.
But yeah, that is the end of our Marvel news, ladies and gentlemen.
It is.
And I'm going to let my man right here on my left take care of the outro.
All right. Well, first things first, I'm the realest. Second thing, second, you're going to make that red rectangle a gray one by subscribing. You're also going to be clicking that thumbs up button if you don't mind making that confetti action. If you're on the audio platforms, why don't you rate us 5 stars? Maybe leave us a little bit of a review. We're on Spotify and we're on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you check us out there. And while we're at it, Gonzo, please put your hands back up because I want you guys to check out the socials. We got the Instagrams, we got the Talks, we got the Twitters. We got the Watchers PC on everything. Make sure you check out the TikTok and you make sure to check out that Instagram because Tyler right here is cooking up some phenomenal clips. This dude is really going out of his way. I love it. This dude is just the best. The best. Couldn't have asked for a better co-host. That's why he has a trophy right there. And outside of that, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's going to conclude Agatha's episode number 4. We've been the Watchers. Peace. And butt grease.